way, for the last week, we started on, what is our word for this year, by the way? Yay, transformation. So last week, we talked about our emotional health, and we talked about the fact that we can not only go through pain, but we can grow through pain, right? And we also talked about when you're in the middle of your mess, that God can take that mess and make it your message, right? So we talked about that these are opportunities for us to learn more about how we can be Jesus Christ for somebody else who's going through the same mess that we've created. So today, are you ready for your physics and science lesson? You are? All right. You're ready. You like it? Okay, Matt. Physics teaches us, at its essence, everything in the world is energy. If you've ever been present at the time of death, you know this to be true because you've witnessed the potency of that energy when it's totally gone. There's this mysterious life force that's running in us, made up the source energies that the scriptures tell us is the power of God in us. When our spiritual life force is the energy, I think, that God uses to power all of creation, everything that there is out there. The energy, by the way, resonates in each one of our cells. It's in each one of our molecules at every moment that we're living. You like this science? Okay, good. So every day, there's this genetic information that's coded in us. What do we call that? Do you know? It's our DNA. And the DNA is what directs our activities. It's what directs what we're capable of doing. Our DNA actually is what makes possible whatever is possible for us, all right? Now, most of the time we think about our DNA, who do we think it came from? Okay, somebody's ahead of the sermon. Our parents, right. And that is partially true, right? However, our psalmist today tells us that God knew you even before you were born, right? So although we may have come through our parents, we were created by God. So that means we've got God's DNA in us now. And this has been confirmed by science. I wanted to show it to you today. It's called the God particle.
As a layman, I would now say, I think we have it. You agree?
Yeah.
Until today, the so-called God particle, the key to our understanding of the universe, existed only in theory, but not anymore. Collecting data like this, scientists at CERN have announced the discovery with 99.999% certainty that the Higgs boson does exist, the so-called God particle. Professor Peter Higgs, now 83 years old, who first theorized its existence in 1964, was in the audience for this historic moment.
For me, it's really an incredible thing that it's happened in my lifetime.
So what is the God particle, and just what does it do? Well, in one sense, it is the missing link to this massive equation. This is the standard model for particle physics, and this is our understanding of how the universe works. The Higgs boson gives us mass, which is how we measure matter, the stuff we are made of. Scientists say without mass, stars, galaxies, and planets would not have been able to spin themselves into existence after the Big Bang. So how did scientists find it? Well, with a massive particle collider at CERN, 27 kilometers of tunnels under Switzerland and France. Researchers smashed particle beams together to see what's inside, effectively recreating the Big Bang trillions of times over and over. And this is what they saw. Subatomic debris, including the decayed remains of what they say appears to be the Higgs boson, thereby proving its existence. But the mysteries of the universe are not solved yet. Consider this. All those galaxies, planets, and stars, everything we can see, well, they make up only 4% of the universe. There's still a lot more to discover. Finding the Higgs boson, the God particle, just opens another door.
Wow, huh?
As a layman,
Yeah. So when God created you, God put a piece of God in you, God's DNA. God breathed his life in you, remember? God breathed into Adam and Eve, brought them forth, right? You've got the DNA of Almighty God. That's both scary and wonderful, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, many times, that's not what we focus on, right? We focus on witnesses, what's our weakness? We focus on, we can't do that, like a parking lot. You know, what we don't have, mistakes we've made in the past. And mostly we settle for mediocrity about God, don't we? Mediocrity about what we can do in this world. Mediocrity about what we can do to change the world into the kingdom of God, you know? So we spend our time criticizing, but yet, that's not how we were created. We were actually created for greatness in God's family. God is there for us, and with God there for us, there's no obstacle that we can't do. There's nothing we can't overcome, because we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Do you remember a billboard? A few years ago, some of you may, some of you might not, but it asked the question, who's the father? Do you guys remember that? And it had it was advertising, they wanted to do DNA testing for parenting. And did anybody see those? Okay, Dwayne did. I'm in luck, right? It was actually testing for paternity, and the idea was to take the child's DNA and to test it on another person's DNA and to see if they were related. And I find this really, really interesting. Of the billions of people in the world, the chances of your DNA matching someone who's not in your family is so minuscule that it's inconceivable. It just can't be, right? So when you gave your life to Christ and you became a new creation, you were born into a new family. You were born into a brand new bloodline, right? Imagine, this is what I think about, imagine what it would be like if we could do DNA testing, one from God and one for us. And you know what the good news is? It would come back a perfect match because you're a child of God and you have God's DNA. God, your father, created you. He controls the whole universe. And so I started thinking, I thought, well, who am I to believe that I'm too old to do something? Who am I to believe that I've gone as far as I can in life, done as much as I can in life? Who am I to believe or that I grew up on the wrong side of the tracks? Because it's in your blood. It's in the blood of this church that we can succeed because we have God's DNA. Like father, like son, like daughter. Your ancestor, Moses, what did he do? He parted the Red Sea, right? So there's great faith in our bloodline, in our DNA. David, what did David do? Who did David defeat? Yeah, Goliath. So there's bravery in our bloodline, right? Samson pushed down this huge pillar in the building. Do you remember that? That was before he cut his hair. Keep that in mind, right? So there's strength in every one of you sitting out there, right? Esther stepped up and saved her people when they would have been a certain death, right? So there's courage in your bloodline. So you don't say, I can't get over that addiction. I can't get over spending all my money. I can't afford to go to college. I can't try this. I can't try that. Why? Because it's in your DNA that says that you can do these things. Too many times we don't realize who we are. We end up settling for less. We focus on what we don't have. We focus on mediocrity when that's not what God created us to do. God created us to be co-partners, right, in the world, to bring in the kingdom. So the ability to do that is in your DNA. It's only you that doesn't believe that. God has full belief in us. God created the church and God put us here, right? And we can do that. You're a child of the Most High God. You're talented. You're creative. You're strong. You've got courage. You can do everything through Christ that strengthens you. You've got God in your DNA. So don't go through your life blaming God for what you haven't accomplished or what you haven't done. Don't believe you can't succeed because God says it's in your DNA and you can. You have a right to be blessed by God. God wants to bless you. God wants to bless this church. To be whole. It's in your DNA. There was a man once called Gideon. And Gideon actually was one of the Israelites, and the Midianites had overtaken them. They were scared to death, the Midianites. In fact, you know how scared they were? They were hiding in caves, right? And God comes to Gideon and says, Gideon, get up and go. You're going to do it. You are a great warrior. And Gideon, just like Moses, said what? Ha, can't be talking to me. I'm the lowest family on the totem pole. I'm the lowest of all of them. There's no way I could ever do this. But God looks at him again and says, hey, God is helping you, and you are a strong warrior. So God, and Gideon, of course, went on to defeat the Midianites, but it made me start thinking about that. Like Gideon, sometimes we think we're really weak, aren't we? We can't do something that God is calling us to do. At the same time, God is looking at you and said, you are a strong warrior, you are a strong warrior, you are a strong warrior. Some of you know that. You've been in the service. You are a strong warrior. You know that already. You don't need to be intimidated because God is with you in whatever God has called you to do. You might think that you're average, but what's God calling you? A mighty warrior. What's God calling you? A mighty warrior, right? So in the morning when you get up and those thoughts start coming to you that says, oh, I can't get this done today. I don't even want to get out of bed, right? Or this meeting's not going to go well, or whatever it might be that you've got in your day, you look in the mirror and you say, good morning, you mighty warrior you there. I'm strong. I'm courageous. God has wonderful things for me to do. I'm going to make a difference in the world today, and God, I'm here. Take me and lead me to what you want me to do. When God called Gideon to be a mighty warrior, he wasn't anything significant. He wasn't well known about the tribes, about his courage. In fact, he was just the opposite. He was considered a weakling. But God saw something in Gideon that nobody else saw. You may feel like that you're average. You may feel like that nobody would ever call on you to do something or accomplish something. But do you realize that throughout the history of the Bible, God is calling people that don't think they can do it. God is calling the people that think they're mediocre, that they're mediocre. And God will call you to do something great as well. Think about when God called Moses to speak with Pharaoh the first time. He said, who am I to do that? I can't even talk, right? I stutter, right? Here's the problem. Moses forgot who he was, didn't he? He didn't see himself as God's son. He didn't see himself as having God DNA and the strength. All he focused was on the negative of what he couldn't do, how inadequate he was, and he wasn't going to go. And God said, Moses, I breathed my life into you. You know, I put my DNA into you, and with me there is nothing that's impossible for you to do or your people to do or your church to do. And that's what God's telling you today. Nothing is impossible. God's in your DNA, and you can do whatever it is that God calls you to do. There was a story once about an eagle that was raised with the chickens. All of his life, he acted like a chicken. He ate like a chicken. He slept on the roost like a chicken. And one day he looked up and he saw this giant eagle that was soaring in the sky. And something in his DNA started coming up, thinking to himself, maybe I'm not a chicken. Maybe I'm an eagle, right? So he decided that he was going to try to fly. And what do you think his buddy said? You can't do that. You look like a chicken, you walk like a chicken, right? You are a chicken. But every day he'd see that eagle soaring, and every day he said, I am going to try to learn to fly. Every time he tried to fly, of course, he would hit the ground, and it took him a long, long time. And his friends kept saying, ha, 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 you are never going to do it. Have we not laughed at people before that said that they were going to do something only to have them achieve it? So, and then one day, he was trying and trying as he went. And he lifted himself out of that chicken coop. And with every breath, he said to himself, this is who I was created to be. This is who I was supposed to be. I had it in my DNA. I'm an eagle. And I think some of us have been in the chicken coop way too long, you know? You're not a chicken. God called you to be an eagle. So don't let that limited environment, don't let what people say to you is not possible keep you from soaring. You have God's blood. God's DNA is running through you. Grab hold of who you are. Start living the way that you were created. You are a child of the Most High God. It's in your DNA.